Hello, hello. Welcome back to There's Noel in Podcast, the podcast by the people, for the people. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm joined today by the full crew. We got my co-host, Morgan.
Yeah, hello.
We got Ben.
Ayo.
And we got Luke.
Yo.
If you enjoy, or even if you don't, join the movement by subscribing to There's Noel in Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or you can follow us on Instagram at Noella Experience. In today's episode, we're going back to our roots, and just like in episode number one, where we hopped onto Instagram, we did it again, and we asked you guys to answer some, or to send in some, who's more likely to questions, and we got quite a few, which is pretty good. Thanks for sending those ones in, and then we put them back out in poll form to see who is more likely to do those things. So that's our first. Then we'll be going on to do a career test from BuzzFeed and to talk about what we actually do as our careers. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Well, first of all, before we start off this segment, I just want to thank Ashley Thomas, James Mayer, Gabriel Gumby, Abby Drummond, Gavin McKeever, Adam Gibbs, Jake Bailey, and Sam Gill. You guys sent in the questions for us to do this episode. It makes our lives a lot easier, and we love having your input on the show. Without y'all, can't go on. I also want to thank the 60-odd people who went onto our Instagram and helped us out with some more voting. I disagree with a lot of the voting that went on, but I digress. I'll get to that later. If you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure to follow the Instagram at Noel Experience to message us, send us suggestions, tell us what we can improve on, and, you know, just communicate.
So before we begin, I think it's important to know that these are just questions sent in by the listeners. Doesn't mean we've done these things, nor do we plan to do these things. We're just having a bit of fun, making some fun of ourselves, and answering who's most likely to. So don't take us too serious.
Who is more likely to fall asleep during sex? 1, 2, 3.
I think Luke.
Probably Ben.
I was going to say Ben too.
I got to say Ben, but this is where I had a problem. I won this by a landslide. So, well, at first I was very disappointed. Then I started to think, wait, people think I'm having sex? Jokes on y'all. And then I thought even more about it and I realized, you know, when's the last time y'all fell asleep in under a minute?
Wow.
Whoa.
Y'all get the joke eventually.
Morgan just crawling himself under that bus, boy.
Dude, minute is a long time. I'm only 30 seconds.
Doubling that.
Nah, oh, man. You're not single.
No, but the funny part is that Morgan and I won that by a complete landslide. So props to us.
Yeah, thanks for helping me out, because at one point I was looking at it, right? And it was just all me. There was zero on everybody else. And then Ben slowly caught back up.
Well, I don't know if I feel good or bad about being the least voted, for the same reasons that you don't know if I feel good or bad about being the most voted. So without further ado, what's number two?
This next one, we didn't put it on the Instagram, so nobody voted. So I know I wasn't called out on this one. But who is more likely to pour their heart out to a crush only to be rejected? 1, 2, 3.
I think Matt.
Matt.
We're lucky we didn't put this on the poll, because you really were. It was definitely you.
To be fair, this isn't something that I do, but out of the four of us, then I guess I had to take that one.
Yeah, you're a bit more personable.
Yeah. One would say I'm nice. So as Morgan pointed out too before he read this one, we posted 5 of our 12 onto the Instagram. So some of them will have voters' responses, some of them won't.
Congrats. Who is more likely to be a home wrecker? Any questions for this one, Ben? You had an interesting question before we started this.
Listen, right? So before we started, I had asked, what is a home wrecker? For all of those fans out there that wouldn't know, not for my benefit, of course, but for everybody else.
So for the fans' benefit, you then followed up with somebody who goes into a house and messes it up. Anyway, 1, 2, 3.
I think Luke.
Morgan.
Luke.
I think Morgan and Luke.
So 2.5 votes.
I think the fact that Morgan voted for himself here should veto this poll.
I was talking to somebody before this about the results, right? And I said, well, everybody's done that, so I don't really see the big issue with that. And the person was like, no, Morgan, that doesn't happen.
That's not normal.
Anyway, all of that aside, that's all pretty funny. The funniest part about this was we did do a vote on the Instagram stories. Matt got a zero.
Jeez, so, your boy is too nice.
So putting the two together, he's just not having sex.
No. I really get shafted in these in these polls, let's be honest.
Don't worry, I do it to you, I do it to myself. Ben, you're next. So who's more likely to marry someone for a green card? One, two, three.
Technically, they'll be in America, so I'd say me.
Yeah, Ben.
I was going to say Morgan.
I would say me, because that's the only reason I'll get married.
Wow.
Sorry, Ben, I didn't do you next. I did myself again.
let me just slide a disclaimer in there. So, you know, I'm not going to marry an American woman. Technically, I have a girl and she's not American. So just try to make
technically.
Ben, technically, you don't have a girl. You do have a girl.
It means if he keeps falling asleep in under a minute, he won't shortly.
Sorry, Ben, continue.
Oh, yeah, I just had to throw that disclaimer out there because my girl's not American. So, you know, don't want to cause any ruffles.
Well, maybe a green card will come out for Barbados, you know. So who's more likely to say they love you on their first date? We all know who's going to win this, but one, two, three.
I say Morgan.
Matt.
Ben.
Y'all going off. It's definitely Matt. Ben, what do you mean Morgan? Wait,
I don't understand why I'm getting all of these, though. None of this lines up.
Allow me to talk.
Is that because you have to have a first date to say love you, or?
Wow, dude. Wow, what are you all doing to me?
Here are my logic, okay? So Morgan goes, he meets a girl, he ends up realizing
he drops his towel.
He ends up realizing very quickly this is not the game he wants. So he's like, I love you so much.
And she busts out early.
And then she leaves, exactly. It's a perfect play.
Smart thinking. So why did we vote Matt?
True.
It's true. People voted
Matt. That question was to the obvious audience because, as we know, Matt won this one by quite a bit. Although, Ben, you were catching it up towards the end. You're lucky the poll ended. Yeah. Matt was winning that one by a landslide. I had zero votes up until the very end, but thanks, guys. You're starting to get me.
To be fair, I think Ben's first date was, what, a year and some ago? So he's a bit out of the game. I had a first date fairly recently. I don't know about you all two. So I know for sure I didn't say I love you. So I'm voting myself out of this one.
All right. Who's more likely to accidentally start World War III?
This is
one, two, three.
Ben.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben. Why'd you all choose him? I know why you did.
Because he said
have no idea that you started it.
Yeah. Now, if the question was purposely started World War III, Morgan, 100%. Accidentally, Ben, for sure.
My reasoning was I've known Ben a long time. And Matt and I have come up with this, not saying, but we always say about Ben that he has a special way of wording things. And he'll mean well with a lot of things, but the way he says it is just, I don't know what goes through his head. I remember we were out at the beach one time.
And, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
We were with this girl that one of our friends was dating at the time. And I don't know how it came up, but Ben says, in the middle of all of us, to this girl, you know, you look just like her, but uglier. And that's all he said, you know. All three of us just looked at each other and were like, oh my God, what is this guy doing? Anyway, who's more likely to take home a grenade? One, two, three.
What's a grenade?
These are all questions Ben put forward when we were doing our rehearsal. According to the source, for those of you out there that don't know, and I'm going to say it quickly because I think we're running a bit long on this segment, but according to the source, it is a girl that you carry home that's a bit crazy and will end up blowing up in your face. So with that, Morgan, hit it.
One, two, three.
Morgan.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
Once they're blown, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, no, buddy. Did they come in? Oh, gosh. Who's more likely to be found in a certain nightclub's car park without clothes? One, two, three.
Luke.
Morgan.
Luke.
I'm not shafting myself with this one. Oh, man.
So So the people voted on that one as well. And actually, it was a pretty close tie between Ben and Luke. One vote away from each other. Again, I only got two. I don't understand this. But anyway.
He just didn't have his set, fellas. Wait, what? That's not what the question is about.
Yeah. Why do you keep bringing this up?
What do you mean? Luke was just be streaking out in the car park.
He do be running out there alone. Anyway, let's end up this segment with the honorable mention. And let's focus on the wording of this one. Who is more likely to have seen the cast member's left nut? Who came up with this question? And how do you expect us to answer this? Oh, we out of here. Next segment.
We had one more that I think it's only fair if we include every question. Hit that one.
Who is more likely to have the bigger equipment? One, two, three.
Definitely Ben.
Me?
It's Matt, for sure.
Can't be me, so.
We debated among ourselves whether or not to leave that one out, but for the sake of integrity, we decided to put all questions from...
We are men of our words. But if you like this segment as much as I did, because I just had a ball, make sure to follow us on Instagram, send us a DM, let us know what you enjoyed about it, what you want us to do in the future. Just leave a comment in general. As you may notice, our Instagram isn't very professional at the moment, but we're working on it.
Yeah, and some of us may need a new career with this COVID-19 going on, which segments straight into our next part of the episode, which is we went back to BuzzFeed, not just to see if we'd make good girlfriends this time, but to see what they would predict as our career, what job we should have. So I'll just go through one or two of the questions here quickly. It's not an official quiz or whatever, so I wouldn't take this and decide where to go to college based on it. But the first question was, what would you spend your income tax refund on? And the options are big screen TV, how much is a yacht, an exotic vacation, the Apple Store, a shopping spree, charity, books, down payment on a car, or invest it. I personally chose invest it, but there's different ones out there. It asked us to pick a trilogy. It asked us what we would bring to a desert island, and it had a whole load of nonsense. And then it had food and water, which I think was pretty obvious. And then who's your dream dinner guest? What best describes you? And it has a different personality traits. What city should you live in? And to pick a magazine. So
the usual super accurate questions from
BuzzFeed. Yeah, exactly. All of these are super relevant to what career you should go into. So I guess I can start the ball rolling by saying that my prediction was that I should be an astronaut, which is, I don't know where they got that from. It says you are an explorer. You are curious about the world around you and the way it works. You look at things closely and often with a different perspective from everyone else. You're quite unique, which is another way of saying I'm weird, but great. Lucky me. Yeah, she says, lucky you. Other occupations are researcher and teacher. So would I ever be an astronaut? No, I get motion sick. I feel like most of the people that know me know that. Do I have an interest in being an astronaut? Sure, I guess. It's interesting, but I wouldn't ever do it. And how correct was this quiz? Very incorrect.
Well, you know, Matt, you've got to look at the pros sometimes, right? And the big pro I see in that is you definitely get laid more in space.
Wow.
I want to jump in here because what are the odds that both of us get astronaut? Oh my goodness.
Really? Well, man,
that is crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many options. It's like 9 options per question. So like what are the odds?
So I told Matt earlier, I told him, I was like, should we get on here? And everyone has the same thing. I thought the quiz was just trying to distance itself from me like all the girls.
Well, boys, as usual, I'll save us all. I got something else.
What do you get?
Vice president.
Whoa. No, you did it.
Yes, I did.
Maybe of that same deserted island.
Yeah. VP of Island Affairs.
So, it says, I am a doer. False. You know how to get things done. False. You're half analytical, I guess. Half big thinker, which is what makes you so valuable to any team. True. You love a good challenge and are excited by possibility. Go get him, Tiger, because at this point, you're pretty much unstoppable. True. Other occupations? Engineer. Come on, fellas.
So basically, two engineers got astronaut, the accountant got astronaut, and Morgan got...
Morgan, the unemployed man, vice president. So let's go through. Was this right? I'm on my couch and down in boxers, so no. Are we interested in the job it recommends? I'm interested in any job. Anybody listening to this? I'm available and a big asset to the team. As ready to. What career did I actually choose? Good question. My mom will not be pleased.
I actually think yours was kind of perfect because it like yours was really motivating. Like you're a doer, you're a go-getter, you know, you're a boulder, you know, like that's, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Hell yeah. I moved from my bed to my couch at 1:30 today. I'm killing it.
And going along with let's do this, if you want to go and take the BuzzFeed quiz, you can DM us and we'll send you the link that we use to go for it. And you can upload it to your Instagram stories and tag us if that's something you're interested in. But now we've got a bit of bad news, which is we've got to wrap this episode up. Before we go, we have to do our usual secret words. And we have, again, no secret words. Nobody sent in for this week. So what we're going to do this week only, we're going to switch it up. And anyone who follows the Instagram at Noel Experience, between hearing this episode and the recording of episode number 8, which is the next one, we'll shout you out in that episode. We'll wait. Pause, go follow now. You get a shout out next episode. Now on to our sponsor.
Sweet. You know who else will get a shout out? Our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is nobody. We still need a sponsor. But as you know, this is completely by choice. We're just waiting for the right business opportunity. So if you're interested in sponsoring a potential future episode, send myself, Matt, a message on Instagram or anywhere else that you may know us, or maybe email us at thenoelexperience@gmail.com. If you would like a sample of what we can offer or what we're thinking, just send us a message and we can work that out for you as well. Well, guys, can't say that you had a great time and an okay time, but this episode's coming to a close. Luke, where can they find you?
My Instagram is Luke_Humphrey7.
Benny?
At Noel Experience.
Morgan? Doesn't matter. You can find us at Noel Experience on Instagram and Facebook. There's Noel in Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And
what you can find me at MatthewN11. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcast as well. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.